半导体不是只有护国神山，想投资真正的隐形英雄，力争上游就对了。国内首档锁定全球半导体上游设备与材料厂的 ETF， 中信上游半导体，股票代号00941，带你与科技王者中的王者同行，指导半导体核心财富。2月26到3月1号称王募集，申购速洽中国信托投信与全台各大证券商。投资一定有风险，基金投资有赚有赔，申购前应详阅公开说明书。
Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
I'm Nancy Sun with today's episode of Easy News. The TAIEX opened marginally lower this morning from yesterday's close at 20,789 on turnover of 6.3 billion NT. The market ended the trading day at another fresh high on Tuesday. Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing's share price soared on news of the company's plan to build a third wafer fab in the U.S. state of Arizona. President-elect Lai Ching-te has announced some members of his new cabinet. Former DPP Chairman and Cabinet Secretary General Zhuo Rongtai has been confirmed as the next premier. Former Culture Minister Zheng Lijun will become the vice premier. The Ministry of National Defense will be extending the tabletop war games phase of this year's Hanguang series of exercises. The drills will last 8 days this year, up from the previous 5 days. The tabletop phase of the annual Combined Services Exercise will be taking place around the clock from April 19th to 26th. According to Major General Tong Zhixing, the extended computerized war games will give the military more time to simulate responsive measures following an invasion. The measures will involve a higher level of command with swift increased troop deployment to key positions. The live fire phase of this year's Hanguang exercise will be taking place from July 22nd to 26th. The Food and Drug Administration says a shipment of 4,995 kilograms of chili powder imported from China has been destroyed. The products were found to contain the Sudan red dye. Tests found the shipment contained 17 parts per billion of Sudan 3, a red fat-soluble dye banned in Taiwan for use in foodstuffs. Data shows that from October 1st of last year through April 1st this year, samples of 27 of 145 shipments of Chinese chili powder submitted for testing failed inspections. They were also found to be contaminated with Sudan red dyes or banned pesticides. Imports of chili powder from 22 Chinese manufacturers have been indefinitely suspended. In international news, Arizona's Supreme Court in the U.S. has reinstated a 160-year-old law banning nearly all abortions. The move overrides a more recent law providing access to the procedure up to 15 weeks. The ruling is the latest high-profile case as abortion becomes a central issue in the upcoming presidential elections. Tony Waterman has more.
The justices, all appointed by Republicans, ruled that the 1864 abortion ban supersedes the 15-week ban that came into effect after Roe v. Wade was overturned. The ban will take effect in 14 days, and doctors who perform the procedure could face up to 5 years in jail. But it's unclear how it will be enforced, since the state attorney general has vowed not to prosecute any cases. Abortion is becoming a central factor in the November elections. According to polls, 1 in 8 voters say it is the most important issue. Tony Waterman, Texas.
Meanwhile, Nobel Prize-winning physicist Peter Higgs, who proposed the existence of the so-called God particle, has died at the age of 94. The University of Edinburgh, where Higgs was emeritus professor, said he died on Monday following a short illness. In 1964, Higgs predicted the existence of the subatomic particle that helped explain how matter formed after the Big Bang. But it would be almost 50 years before its existence could be confirmed at a particle collider in Switzerland. Higgs won the 2013 Nobel Prize in Physics for his work alongside François Englert of Belgium. And that was the ICRT News. Check in again tomorrow for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Nancy Sun.
Hey there. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. If you'd like to hear more from ICRT, you can check out our other podcasts. We've got Taiwan Talk, where we chat with a new guest every Monday, Taiwan This Week, a roundup of the news in Taiwan every Friday, and English in the News, for useful English expressions explained in Chinese. For some lighter news in both English and Chinese, check out News Bites and News for Kids. And if you enjoy them, tell a friend. Thanks for listening.